We're starting first this lunchtime with the devastating case of the missing child, Kyran Dernan. It's nearly a year since Kyran was first reported missing from his home in Drogheda, but the Garda working assumption is that the child is dead and that may have happened up to 3 years ago. If he were alive today, Kyran would be nine. Shortly before we came on air, I spoke with Keelan Gallagher, who's Ireland's Special Rapporteur on Child Protection. I began by asking her what her chief concerns were about this case.
Well, we're now a year on since Kyran was reported missing in August 2024. And of course, the last confirmed sighting, as far as we know, was far earlier than that, when he was age six, way back in June 2022. It's a profoundly troubling case, which involves a child vanishing from the face of the planet. And that's not apparently being noticed for months or years. And there's a real question about how a child can fall through the cracks like that. And my overwhelming concern when I learned of this case first last year and continuing over the past 12 months has been that this should be a watershed moment for child protection in Ireland, an individual case so shocking that it should make us sit up, take notice and fundamentally review our systems and approach. And I'm troubled that although much has happened in the last 12 months, there is not full transparency and it is not yet clear whether that root and branch review is taking place. It appears that it is not.
Well, the Child and Family Agency, TUSLA, has completed an internal review of its interactions with Kyran Dernan and his family. That was completed in November of last year. And we know that the report is on the desk of the Children's Minister, with a separate report going to the Education Minister. And what they say is that it can't be published due to an ongoing investigation. However, they are saying that there's an urgency there. The Department of Education told this programme that TUSLA has forwarded this internal report to the National Review Panel. Now, that's the body for investigation of serious incidents, including the deaths of children in care. And the department is awaiting on that report, vis-a-vis how services can be improved. From what you know, is that the type of urgent response one would expect from a case so concerning?
So my view is that that's not sufficient. So the two processes which are ongoing at the moment are, of course, there's an active Garda review, which we can't comment on. We can't deal with the detail of that. There's then this internal rapid review that was conducted by TUSLA. And as I understand it, I haven't seen that either. On 1st of November 2024, the Department of Children received that review and it was then forwarded on to the National Review Panel. And they're conducting a review of that. Now, my view is that, of course, it's important that TUSLA does its own internal review. But I am very sympathetic to the concerns of many across the Irish public, you know, thinking this is TUSLA marking its own homework. That is an important process, but that internal review is not sufficient. There has got to be an independent and transparent review outside the Garda process and outside that TUSLA internal review and the National Review Panel review of the TUSLA review. There's got to be something further beyond that. And that is what we haven't yet had. And if I can say, one of the lines which is often used to me is, well, while there's a Garda review, aren't our hands tied? So nothing more can happen other than the behind closed doors process, which has happened with the TUSLA internal review and then the National Review Panel oversight of it. And I disagree with that. And there's a very stark example, which I think we should bear in mind. That is when Victoria Climbier, the eight-year-old girl who was tortured and murdered by her great-aunt, her great-aunt's boyfriend in England, Wales, when that case happened, when that came to light, it was a watershed moment for child protection in England and Wales. It led to a public inquiry, the Laming Review, a total overhaul of child protection. And that transparent public process with Lord Laming did happen in parallel to a police investigation and indeed ultimately convictions. And it is very, very possible to have a review like that, an open, transparent review with full involvement from stakeholders, from experts and others, and not just a private internal behind closed doors review and the Garda investigation. It is very possible to do this differently. And it's a matter of regret to me that there has not been the kind of transparent public review that we saw with the Victoria Climbier case in England and Wales, in this case with Kyran Dernan. Kyran Dernan deserves that. The Irish public deserve that. And it hasn't yet happened a year on.
There have been other actions taken. For example, the Children's Minister, Norma Foley, has agreed a new North-South Child Protection Work Programme, and that's going to run up to 2028. Does that type of action help?
I'm very pleased to see that. And I've got to say, nothing I say here is in any way critical of Minister Foley, with whom I have a good working relationship. And I'm pleased to see that on the 14th of May, there was an agreement to this new North-South Child Protection Work Programme to 2028. That's very positive, because one of the aspects of Kyron's case, which is troubling, is, of course, the idea that a report was made that he was moving school to Northern Ireland, and there was no process of checking whether that was in fact correct, even though it's a matter of public record and reported that apparently benefits continued to be paid and so on. Now, that is one aspect of the case, which of course troubled me greatly when I learned of it in August 2024. And I was very worried about whether in another case you may have a child disappearing, being told they've gone across a border and no means of checking it. So I welcome and support Minister Foley's commitment to addressing that issue whilst these other processes are ongoing, and I applaud her for that.
Many people had the same reaction when they first heard of Kyron's case that you just said a moment ago, which is, how is it possible for a young child to disappear off the face of the planet? And alarm bells didn't go off immediately. And clearly, Kyron's case is deeply troubling. But there's also a broader issue there, because the UN Committee on the Rights of the Child has also expressed a deep concern about Ireland's record in child protection. How much of a concern should we have?
Yeah, so the UN Committee on the Rights of the Child is the big international process which reviews, it gives the kind of report on how Ireland is doing in terms of child protection. And in spring 2023, it produced its latest review, and I'm afraid the report was not a positive one. And it found that in a whole series of places, there are urgent steps which need to be taken by Ireland in order to address them. Now, I work with officials all the time who are deeply committed to Ireland's child protection processes improving. You know, at Tuzla, individual social workers, Minister Foley, and before that, of course, Minister Foley's predecessor. And I'm acutely conscious that many of those individuals are committed to trying to change the picture, which we saw on the UN Committee on the Rights of the Child report in spring 2023. But all the time, your listeners will be hearing not just cases like Kyron's, but other cases which are deeply shocking. You know, cases like Daniel McAnaspey, you know, cases like those highlighted by Judge John Jordan about special care beds and shortages. The Child Law Project's report in November 2024, identifying the absence of a cross-sectoral approach to child protection. And recently, the Grace report and the Fennelly Commission. So it feels as if we're constantly getting moments which should be the shocking watershed moment that Victoria Climbier was in England and Wales. And I do feel there's an element of deck chairs on the Titanic, you know, when we're dealing with each of those individual instances and scrambling to address those, when there's a real question about whether actually we need a more radical approach and root and branch reform to child protection in Ireland, given these repeated issues arising in a wide range of areas.
And that was Keelan Gallagher, Ireland's Special Rapporteur on Child Protection.